can we sustain the level of offensive success we had in the game last week? The answer is no. You're not going to throw for 500 yards every week. But, Mike, can we be more consistent than what we've seen? Because by far, that was the most exciting we've been all year long, and a lot of that was just on the shoulders of Kirk Cousins. But what can we expect going into this one? Listen, we got Pitts involved, and all the things you guys talked about while I was out. Okay, can we build on that? Can we continue that momentum with this offense?
I mean, dude, you're working yourself into a state. They're going to be okay. I think we got Carolina. I think Carolina's a bad football team. I mean, as I said earlier, you got to get pressure on the quarterback because they still have weapons and they still have some pieces on defense. And it's a road game in the NFL, so I understand where you're coming from. But I mean, I do think
we had Carolina last year.
Yeah, but we didn't have a quarterback last year. We had a lot more pieces. Come on, you had a bum at quarterback. Come on, don't please.
I'm just saying.
Come on,
it's the NFL.
I'll bet you $100 we cover the spread. I'll bet you $100 right now.
It's the NFL. I'm not going to say we've got anything.
No. I understand. You've got to build up a kind of a confidence in your team that we're no longer going to be pulling things out of our tuchus. But this is a team that you're right. You can't have a letdown because it's still a road game in the NFL. I get all that, but I do believe that we've turned a corner. I believe that you're starting to see things again. When you got a quarterback going for 500 yards, I mean, give me him. I mean, against a good playoff caliber team in the Bucs, I like our chances on the road. I get where you're coming from, but I'm not going to fret about it just yet.
I'm not fretting. You're fretting. No. I'm saying they've got to prove to us that there's no letdown. And more importantly, that when you go into these games, if you're a contender, you win these games. But, Mike, these games are the kind of games that we've lost in years past when we thought we were going to be good, when you thought we were going to take the next step. Right. And again, we're not just talking about last year. Look at the history of the team. I mean, these are the kind of games you go, Falcons have a lock, it's going to be easy. And it just never is. But this last week is a prime example of you just never know. Patriots are a bad team. Dolphins barely won. They don't have a quarterback. I mean, the Commanders smacked the hell out of the Browns. Everybody's talking about the Browns and how good the defense was before the season started and all these things. Browns look terrible.
No, I mean, I get it. They've got they've got a guy that can deliver the football. That's why I was saying you've got to get some pressure on them. But, you know, their defense has given up 100 points in the last three games. You know, over the years, we've had some real trouble with their defensive line, and that's not the same. Now, they did pick up Jadeveon Clowney. They lose Brian Burns. You know what I mean? Derek Brown banged up. So there's just – it's not the same Panthers, but it's still a divisional rival, and it's the NFL. They beat the L.A. – I mean, they beat the Vegas Raiders.
They did.
With Max Crosby.
They did. And that's all I'm saying. I'm not going to go in and just say – because we thought that last year, this team was terrible. They can't win a game, and we blew it. Mm. And so I am saying – this is one of those games. There are not a lot of these on the schedule where you're winning, you come off of an emotional win, and all of a sudden now you've got a team that's lesser than you are, and you should win. And if you don't, then what does that say about your coaching staff and, more importantly, your preparation? That's where I'm at.
Right. And I know that as we get to folks to buy into this, you know, and again, I was joking around yesterday about my neighbor, Dennis, who's kind of like, you know, Dennis the Downer. He's still like, yeah, and he's saying the same thing. Well, don't blow it against Carolina. I get it. I mean, you got to win the trust back some of the fans, but I do think we have turned a corner with this team. I think Bijan Robinson, we've covered the Pitts thing, and hopefully now we're onward and upward, and Pitts continues to be that kind of role player in this offense, and more than that, and get some touchdowns in the red zone. The next thing I want to check off as far as a box of concerns as a Falcon fan is the edge rush and finding some, whether you got a blitz or how you get that thing going.
You still worried about Cousins?
No, I'm off that. I that was my thing until, look, you made every single play. They were getting after him. He was able to move around, able to overcome the pick. I think there was a time this year, and I think certainly when he first came on to the Falcons, he's not close to 100%. I think that Saints game was a bit of that rust that they talked about, and I still think he's maybe not 100%, Carl, but I'm not concerned as a fan. I think he's good to go. He certainly looked – you can't argue when a guy throws for the team record, single-game passing record.
Well, and for me, I mean, you ask him to throw it 58 times, you're saying go win the game for us.
Right.
I mean, if you ask the quarterback to go throw it 48 times, he threw it 58 times.
Now, I don't like that lack of balance on your run game.
No, but I think it was the way the ebbs and flows of the game. I agree with you. I'd love to run it more and be more consistent there, but I hope that you are not concerned. I'm talking to you out there. You shouldn't be concerned. He's fine. He's going to be fine. Can he play as well as he did last week? Now, that's a whole other question because Kurt's got to put some of these back-to-back performances together as well. We'd love to hear from you guys, 404-726-0929. Mike says it's a lock. Go ahead and lock it up for this weekend. I'm hesitant. I do think we'll win, but I'm not going to go there because this thing is crazy, man.
You're not looking ahead, Carl?
I can't. I want to. After last week, I want to, but this – is this not the quintessential letdown game? Seriously. You win in overtime?
But we're going to find out how. I'd have to. It's hard to ask. Go back and look at the stats because it's been so long ago. Like, what was Raheem like coming off a bye or a mini bye when you have that Thursday game? Does his staff prepare? I think, if anything, Bijan gets healthier. I think Bijan's hamstring's been tweaked.
Do you hold him down a little bit this week? If you don't think they're that good.
Well, I think if you feel that you can get by with 11 touches, which is what he had last week against the Bucks, you can do that. And certainly Algier can certainly handle the role, whatever that's going to be in the Zach Robinson offense. But, yeah, I just feel that this team has made – that's a huge – come out of those first five games, 3-2, and that's really big. And now you feel good about Cousins. Now my next – as we said, my next issue now is, where is this pass rush? When do we become a team which gets after the quarterback? Our defense is holding teams to field goals, and there's nothing wrong with that, Carl. But at some point, you are going to have to get the QB on the ground.
I don't know if we have the guys, Mike. I don't know if we have the guys. I mean, we have a really good defense, and we have opportunistic playmakers, and you've seen that with Bates and Simmons and other guys. Even Judon, as I talked about with the tip and the pick six. I don't know if we have those guys. When I look at these other defenses around the league, and I'm going, where is that guy on our team? I don't know if we have that. But as a collective group, maybe they can put it together and be good enough to take us where we want to go. Again, you don't have to have the best defense in the league to go to the Super Bowl, even though the Chiefs did last year. You don't have to have a top five defense to go to the Super Bowl. We didn't when we went in 16. But you got to be able to make some plays and get off the field. And so that's what they're doing right now. And I'll take it. I mean, I'm with you on the pass rush. But I just don't know if we have the guys.
I mean, you can be as like I always go back to that 16 team, which was young. The team the Saints had that won the Super Bowl, that beat the Colts, that was an opportunistic defense. And with guys like Jesse Bates and Simmons, and eventually, hopefully, we're going to see our corners start to get to be a little more ball hawking. That's the one thing you can overcome some of that. But you've got to find it. I wonder if they're going to look at that room and say, I don't really have that dog in that room. Lorenzo Carter's had ample opportunity, and I felt wow. Get Jude on the opposite side. This is where maybe things can pop for him. Through five games, it's not really happening. And the same goes, we already touched on Epikady. We just don't really have those guys in this room.